Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get back to Chiefs and Bills coming up at the top of the hour. If you also missed our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, we'll play that for you in the 5 o'clock hour. So, there was a story today in the Kansas City Star. It was about Donna Kelce. Donna Kelce was in town. You know, Chiefs had home game. She was there. You know, Travis had the 83rd touchdown in his Chiefs career. You could see why your mom would be in town. So in addition to stopping by 1587 Prime to eat, she stopped in at two iconic restaurants. Now, this is where the clickbait got me, because I clicked on it. I was like, oh, well, where'd she go? I was curious. I want to know what they called iconic restaurants. One was Lydia's. The other one was Joe's Kansas City. Two places that I would agree are Kansas City staples, very, very popular restaurants in Kansas City. So while Rob and I were getting ready for the show today, I was telling him about this and I asked him the same question. Well, what is a place that you would consider to be an iconic Kansas City restaurant that you have never eaten at? He was thinking. I said, don't tell me. Tell me on the air. I want to find out when everybody else finds out where you haven't eaten. So the three that I wrote down. Now, one of these, I'm not really sure if it's like a chain or not. So you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. The three that I've written down are the Golden Ox, the Majestic, and the Melting Pot on the Plaza. I've never eaten at either one of those places before. I really like steak restaurants, so it's actually kind of surprising that I've never been to the Golden Ox and the Majestic. And the Golden Ox is one of those places every year that I tell myself I'll go on my birthday, and then I'd never actually end up going. I would like to go eat there at some place, at some point in my life. I just haven't been yet. Is the Melting Pot like a national chain? Is it a Kansas City local? I've seen it. A lot of people I know have been there and like it. I've never eaten there before.
My understanding of the Melting Pot is that it's a chain. I think it's available in a lot of places.
I wasn't sure.
So I have also never done the Melting Pot, so maybe me and you are in the same, but I have always been on the impression that it is a chain. So I would say for you, you got two. Golden Ox, and by the way, you missing the Majestic is actually – the bigger swing and a miss.
I've been there to get a drink before. I've just never gone downstairs and eaten there before.
It's so close to your house.
It is very close.
I mean, the Golden Ox, at least I understand, you got to kind of maneuver around. You can probably throw a rock from your apartment and hit the Majestic.
It's like, not that far for sure.
That one surprised me. So I have one, and there's maybe more. I'm just not thinking of them. But number one that comes to mind, and I'm curious if you would call this an iconic restaurant, but this is the first one that came to mind for me. I've never eaten at Pier Ponce in Union Station.
Yeah, I've never been there before either. That would be considered an iconic restaurant?
So here's my
question.
I'm
not hating on it. I've certainly heard of it. I know it's a popular restaurant. I'm curious if you would consider that to be an iconic restaurant.
The reason I had it listed as iconic, and for the sake of this conversation, is it is in one of the more iconic buildings in town, and it is like the restaurant. I know there's like a little cafe, but it's the restaurant in one of the iconic buildings in town. That's why I put it in the iconic category. If you don't, that's fine. But I would say Pierpont's is the answer. I've never eaten there before.
Okay, I throw another one here since we're having the conversation. I've never been to Stock Hill before. I've never eaten there before. Have you been to Stock Hill?
I have never been to Stock Hill.
It's like in the South Plaza area. It's across the street from the Plaza Library. I've seen it a few times. I've just never stopped in to eat there.
You don't go to the Plaza that often. Not for real.
I've just never been there before. Someone says Stroud's is on their list. I've never been to Stroud's before. I have been to Stroud's a few times. It's okay.
So when you say Stroud's, we count the original one or like?
I've been to Stroud's.
I've been to Stroud's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to go. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Someone said Iconic is doing some heavy lifting. That's why I wanted to know what you would count as an iconic restaurant or not. Have you been to the Phoenix? Because I would consider that to be an iconic Kansas City place.
I have never been to the Phoenix. I don't know. Does the Phoenix count as iconic?
Yeah, the Phoenix is iconic.
All right, then no, I've never done that. Someone asked if LeFou Frog is iconic.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because I've never been there. That's one I've 100% never been to.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good, I don't know.
I'm just never, and does Brown and Low count? Because I've never done Brown and Low either.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that in the conversation.
I've done Brown and Low at the airport, but that doesn't feel like it counts.
No, that definitely doesn't
that count.
Not at all. That definitely doesn't count.
I wanted to put the caveat on there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.